The person does not pension immediately after the meal, till when can he still make the meal as a Muslim? Says Mechaba Achi Sachel a Muslim should be mayav till the food is fully digested and he feels hungry again. What is the shear? Called Zman She'einoy Ro'ev Machmas Oisa Achila. As long as he's still partially satiated, he doesn't feel like he didn't eat anything yet, he can still make a birchas hamazon. Once again, as long as he feels partially satiated from the previous meal, he can still make a birchas hamazon. Mishosh hisra liyizroyev, but when he's already feeling hungry again, abi shalei nisachel adayin legamri, even though it may not be fully digested in his stomach, but kisachel legamri daninila. As far as halacha is concerned, as long as the effect of the meal is not felt on him, that's considered that he's already finished with a meal and cannot too far away from the meal to make a bracha prayer. The same law applies to eating pears and drinking wine. If he is not hungry again to eat those pears or drink that wine again, that's a sign that there's some remnants of the feeling of satiation from that eating, and he can still make the bracha prayer. If he has no other way of knowing for sure if it was Nesachah. Mishra Brura says, if a person finished his meal and forgot the bench, then afterwards he ate some mazonis, and as a result of the mazonis he ate afterwards, he's not fully hungry again, doesn't help, because the Maisa, he has no remnants of the original Sudan. But he says that's only the case where he bets them finish the meal. But if you have, like at a wedding, that they finish the main Sudan, but they always bring out new things, so even though the Iker meal was finished a long time ago, but since he's continuing eating and he does feel satiated, that's considered a hemshech of the meal and could still make a birchas hamazon. That which we said, that you have a situation that's not clear if it was nesachel or not, the Mishnah Berurah brings also, that many achrayim say, if you ate just a small amount, then minastam we assume that the shear is 72 minutes. That which it says that the shear may be longer is when he ate a very large meal. In that situation, 72 minutes is not the shear, because if he had a full meal, a big meal, you still feel it afterwards. In that case, you do have to judge by whether you feel some remnants of that satiation or not. Also, the Achrayim say that the shear for shtia, we talked about drinking, is even less than 72 minutes, because people don't feel it in a shorter period of time. How long it is very unclear. Some say an hour, some say half hour, different opinions. So one should try to make the bracha Achrayim close to the time that he ate or drank his food. Also, even if the time more than 72 minutes passed by, there's another eitzim. He paskin that unless he made up his mind not to continue eating, he can continue eating again without a bracha rishayna. He lost his bracha achrayna because it's too far away from the original eating, but he can make he could continue eating and then make a bracha achrayna on what he continued eating.